AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Cucumbers shipped to 13 states and organic eggs sold in 25 Costco stores in 5 states have been recalled for potential salmonella contamination.
There are more food recalls. Cucumbers shipped in 13 states and organic eggs sold in 25 Costco stores in 5 southern states were recalled this week for potential salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. While no details were made available on how many people got sick or where, the FDA told the company that there were associated illnesses reported between October 12th and November 15th. As for the eggs, that recall involves 11,000 cartons of 24-count organic eggs sold under Costco's Kirkland Signature brand that landed on shelves in Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee starting November 22nd. I'm Shelley Adler.
Retailers have been rewarding Black Friday shoppers with giveaways and bigger-than-expected discounts on a day that still reigns as the kickoff of the holiday shopping season, despite losing some luster. This woman, shopping in East Rutherford, New Jersey, says she wants to be out and about today.
I have a lot of Christmas gifts I have to get and stuff, and I don't want stuff to, like, sell out.
The audio courtesy of WABC-TV. Retail analysts say enough consumers enjoy shopping in person that Black Friday remains the biggest day of the year for retail foot traffic in the U.S. Thousands of teachers, healthcare workers, trash collectors, and others walked off their jobs Friday in Italy to protest a decline in spending power, persistently low salaries, and government policies they say have weakened public services. This is AP News. France's president has toured the newly refurbished Notre Dame Cathedral.
After more than 5 years of frenetic reconstruction work, Notre Dame Cathedral showed its new self to the world on Friday, with rebuilt soaring ceilings and creamy good-as-new stonework erasing somber memories of its devastating fire in 2019. Images broadcast live of a site visit by French President Emmanuel Macron showed the inside of the iconic cathedral. It appeared as worshippers might have experienced it back in medieval times, with its wide open spaces filled with bright light on a crisp and sunny winter's day. Gaping holes that the blaze tore into the vaulted ceilings, leaving charred piles of debris, are gone, now filled in with new stonework. Macron entered via the cathedral's giant and intricately carved front doors.
On a le sentiment de la redécouvrir.
I feel like I'm rediscovering it, he remarked during his tour as he stared up at the ceilings in wonder. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.